outside the kingdom of God. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, feminization, worldliness, carnality, sports, politics, things like that. And I can tell you, they don't preach and hold people to a biblical gospel because they don't call people out of the world. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to the ways of the world. In that church and all the other denominations around, we travel around the country, we haven't found one that's biblical yet. So we call people out of them. You know why? Because they're created of man, not of God. All the different denominations, they all got a different name. You're nodding your head like you get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one God, one truth, one Savior, one word, one body of Christ. How come there's a whole bunch of different names and different flavors? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah.
And when were they created? Well after Christ started his New Testament body. So we encourage people to come out from them and get into the New Testament body of Christ. Through the gospel, which is his shed blood, his death, burial, his resurrection, he died for the sins of the world. He was fully God, fully man. You're nodding your head like you get that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a hard time with Christ being fully God.
Oh, yeah.
And fully man.
I know he is.
Okay. Yeah. And then he calls us to repentance. He said, repent lest you perish. And repentance is a turning of your mind and your ways from your ways and your sinful life to his ways, a holy life. And if you do that, you'll be born from above, born again. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So if you have the Holy Spirit within you, everything about your life, if you're transformed on the inside, everything about your life is going to be changed on the outside, right? And that you're going to have fruits worthy of that repentance.
Right.
Which means you're going to be following the scriptures in obedience. And then you have to keep doing that until the day you die, lest you fall away and lose your hope of salvation. I think that E-Free Church teaches that once you believe, you're guaranteed. But that's not true. That's a lie, too. So we encourage people to test themselves. You must be born again through that biblical gospel and endure to the end. And then forsake the sinful ways like Christmas, Easter, like we were talking about. They don't teach women how to be godly, holy women. They don't teach men how to be godly, holy men. You notice how we dress our temples, the temple of the Holy Spirit? Did you know the scriptures teach us how to do that? In the New Testament, the new covenant that we're in. So those are just a few things for you to ponder. And are you married at all?
No.
Okay, well, if you want, you can share that with your pastor. Have him reach out to
Actually,
my husband.
I promised that man yesterday I'm going to be doing a testing.
Oh, we're going to be doing a testing on that.
Look up our false teachers. We have a false teacher section, and we just lovingly point out the errors. And I looked last night, and I found about 5, 6, 7 sins.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if my wife covered it. I wasn't listening completely. They teach grace alone, faith alone. The Bible never teaches that. We come by grace through faith, but it's never alone. We got to follow. We got to obey. We got to strive.
James says, be a doer. Yeah.
Look for that testing. It will edify you.
Yeah, tell you what. If you email us, it'll be a few days before we get that done, probably. If you email us, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Nice talking to you. Thanks for stopping. Let us know if we can help you. By the way, we don't belong to any organization. We don't take people's money. We fund ourselves, unlike those places that like to take people's money. That's another sin that people don't realize.
Yeah, I don't like those kind of things.
Yeah, and the tide doesn't pour today. What's that?
That's a band. I'll tell you in a minute. Over that green band.
Oh, okay. So anyway, yeah, check out our website. We do it all for free. We gave up everything that we have to come out on the streets. We travel the country to share the truth with people who might be seeking. So test yourself to the Word of God and come out of that place and let us know if we can help you.
Okay.